Wait. Hold on.
What?
Gators aren't a big party school anymore. They kind of fell out of the rankings quite some time ago. Academic standards and accomplishments went up, party went down. See how that works? So, that's a good thing, though, overall. Academically, that's where you really want to do your best. And University of Florida, for a state school, one of the tops always, nationally ranked. And bang for your buck, I think it's hard to beat. I think for the level of education that you get and the cost, I think it is one of the, if not the, but I would say it's definitely like in the top five best values in an education. So we're very fortunate. We're very blessed, and it's in our backyard. But yeah, I remember back in the day, Florida was the party school. And they don't, they're not even in like the top 25 anymore. This just came out. I think it was USA Today. It was. I'll just do the top five. Coming in at number five, when we're not eating cheese, we're partying. That's Wisconsin.
Cheesehead.
In case you hadn't figured that one out yet.
That's the cheese reference.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
We've been so jealous of the University of Florida for the last 40 years, we finally can say we're better at them, better than them at something. Coming in at number four, the Bulldogs, Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah,
it's a fine school. I like to tease.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Greg, did I ever mention, because I know, you've lived here for like a dozen years now, so you might know this, but do you know why the St. John's River flows north?
No, Bob, I've never heard this before.
It's because Georgia sucks. You have to say it with that kind of enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Right in the face of your Georgia Bulldog friends. And I just told you minutes ago how to be more likable.
How's that working out for you?
Okay.
Moving on. Yeah,
Oh, another school. Very, very jealous of Florida. Not everybody's kids can get into UF. Look, I'm not bragging, but I am 3 for 3. Okay.
Well, and one of them was an overachiever.
Oh, yeah, she graduated 3 times from UF.
So that's like a couple extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kid, if my kids went whatever school they'd go to, I would be a fan of that school's by proxy and by payment as well.
Uh-huh.
But coming in at number three, not Tarzan U.
No.
Florida State. I was trying to do the.
Yes, I could.
Did it?
That.
You did? You could get even that
you were,
bad? You could guess it?
I was doing the
I was doing the tomahawk. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Florida State. Parents, you got to be real happy with that. They are number three party school.
Wow.
Parents are going, I'm not happy with that, Bob.
That's what you're paying for.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to rub your rhubarb.
Yeah.
Number two, we got sick of them dominating in football, so sick of it. It was a celebration whenever they did lose, no matter who they lost to. Coming in at number two, yes, we're all a little jealous in some ways of Alabama, the Crimson Tide.
Yeah,
they're named for winners. Crimson Tide. That's the name they give to winners. That's why they call me Deacon Blues.
Oh, ooh,
remember the song?
Good song. Oh yeah,
Steely Dan.
Absolutely.
All right, coming in number one, not really a stretch. If Nolens is in your backyard and all they do is partay with Mardi Gras and other things, they'll be smoking that Mardi Gras. Number one, party school, Tulane.
Oh.
Who would have thought?
Hmm.
But anyway, so that's your top five. And University of Florida not in there. Miami's in the top 25 in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But not you. We're serious here at UF now. We've lost that reputation, party school reputation, which is good.
You got Dr. Bell, who was smart enough to leave Alabama and come to the University of Florida. So there's that.
Oh, so I chalked that up as a huge win.
Absolutely.
You've been hanging out with him, haven't you?
We met.
You're going to get us like some cushy teaching positions over there, Greg? You got to work on that.
Yeah, I'll get right on that. Something.
Really, why not?
Yeah.
You know, in the School of Journalism?
Ooh.
Teach the kids radio.
Yeah.
We know more about journalism than 99% of practicing journalists.
That's probably true, too. There is that.
Yeah, it starts with the facts. That's kind of where they go off track, right from the get-go.
They lose it right there at the beginning, don't they?
Yeah.
That's awful.